You're listening to It's Casual with Casey Gale, only on LA Talk Radio.
Yes, yes, y'all. We're all in the house. This is It's Casual. We're brought to you by Ballore & Malukian. It's a full-service LLP, law service, personal injury, and accidents, wrongful death, wrongful firing. They get it done. They're in the Sherman Oaks area, 747-444-4444. And trust me, they do a great job. I've sent my sister to him. Bam, she got T-bone paid. Sent my roommate to him. He got banged and hit in Vegas.
Pause.
Got paid. And just sent a lovely lady to him yesterday because her daughter got hit while she was riding her bike. And they're going to take care of him. Ballore & Malukian, one of the finest law firms in the state of California with a 98% success rate. And they even have beaten the government and got a law change. I don't know what it is. They could tell you themselves. And I'm proud to have them sponsor It's Casual. And we're all here. Mikey, come on in. Mikey from Atlanta. In the studio, we got my man Germ. We got Cheese. Mikey's in the South. Mikey, tell us how you doing. We'll introduce everybody else later. How you doing, Mikey?
What happened to your friend in Las Vegas?
He got bumped in his bumper. And still another pause.
That's all Mikey heard.
My roommate.
What's going on, y'all? I'm tired as hell. What's up?
Let me just get everybody going. I'm doing fine. I'm blessed to be here. I'm blessed to support this club. Remember, we're all here fans of the Manchester United Football Club. And that's all it's about. We're not here to offend, win. I'm not here to learn. I'm here to learn. I have no ego. And, shout out to all my coaches out there. All my coaches, shout out to you. Jeremy, how you doing? Jeremy's back with us again. I'm sorry the names are not in the intro, but they will be next week.
I'm doing well. I'm doing good, man, right here. You know, repping LA United over here. Optimistic, despite the results over the weekend, but always a red right here. Supporters all the time. Come on.
How you doing, Cheese?
I mean, traffic is no fun, but we here. We live. So let's do it.
All right, so everything's being shared. Everybody's on it. So it's a lot to talk about. We can go into the result from, let's not get into too much because that's not going to change anything. We all know how we felt. It was a crappy result. We talked about it Sunday already. I think we all voiced our opinions and got it out of us. We were all disappointed. You know, we wanted to get tied with Tottenham, but as in the world of Manchester United Football Club, there's other stuff to talk about. Initially, guys, when I got in our chat group, I wanted to talk about Erik ten Hag and
Gary Neville. Responses and Jamie Carragher.
I just want to start off by saying the media seems to want to drive a narrative, and I feel like,
I mean, that's how they make money, right?
But I think right now we need to come into defense of Erik ten Hag because there's a lot of people pushing him out. And I think it's unfair. And then with the injury news that we got today, I think I just wanted to back him even more, you know, because it's just a no-win situation. I don't know how you guys feel about, well, let's talk about what Carragher and do we want to get into that?
Your choice, man.
I was kind of disappointed in Gary Neville, and I expected for Jamie Carragher, but Jamie Carragher had some valid points. I don't know, you guys are not going to agree with what I was saying, but I didn't like what Gary came in with because he's put out the narrative that Ineos has already or should have already chosen their coach, and he doesn't understand why they will wait to wait on the Champions League to make a decision. Is that what you guys got from Gary?
I saw enough conflicting stories saying Ineos would rather back Ten Hag for one more season, put a proper structure behind him, and back him for at least one more season. So disappointed in what Neville said as a red. I was like, you couldn't like dress that up better. Like maybe the delivery could have been different, maybe. But I saw too many conflicting stories. I feel even one was from Fabrizio saying Ineos are they're backing him, backing Ten Hag.
Yeah. Fabrizio came out and said that. I mean, Gary Neville has a history of not really being...
He flip-flops to me.
I don't think he even flops or flips. He just stays like... he doesn't. You see how Jamie Carragher bangs for Liverpool?
Yeah, yeah.
Gary doesn't do that. Mikey, what did you get from Neville's situation and what he had to say? I know I kind of have a feeling where you're going to go with it. And why would you want to go off, too? We can get into that. So let's go into Gary Neville. What did you think about what he had to say?
I don't feel like he said anything crazy. He said he's surprised that they haven't made a decision, right? Like, so the decision could be either you sack him and get the guy in place for the next regime, or you keep him based on, and then, or if you get Champions League, you keep him or you sack him. You know, like, it could go either way. I don't feel like he went, I don't feel like he threw Ten Hag under the bus, because that's a reality that we've already understood to be true already.
You don't believe that he's kind of enhancing the narrative or enhancing the pressure on Ten Hag by saying the choice is probably already made?
I feel like people already have their minds made up about this coach already. Either you're one camp or you're the other. So the Champions League statement to say they're waiting for Champions League to then make a decision would be the best situation. That would be something I would want to see too. Like, if you get Champions League, your job's saved. There's no reason to get rid of you. We can attract the big name signings. We'll be more marketable for bigger names to come to the club, and then we can put the structure behind you, and then we can see what goes from there. But like, I don't think he went crazy. Carragher, he's gonna always be on whoever's back. Consistently, that's the coach of Manchester United. They can win 12 straight, and he'll find a way to find something to say. He's a roach. So I'm not really surprised at what he says, but I think Gary Neville's pretty even keel with it. Samuel Luckhurst came out and said that Ineos is trending towards another manager, but Luckhurst is the same guy that got kicked out the media room.
Yeah, he got banished. He was one of the banishments.
He's already been on Ten Hag's back. It'd be in his best interest to say something like that, and then they gamble and then do it. And it's like, look, see, I was right the whole time. You should have never kicked me out. Whereas Fabrizio's saying the opposite. So, I don't know. These ex-players and pundits and all of that, I don't really take too much of what they got going on. What you think, Derm?
So what I think is, who are these sources are coming from, right? Who are these people speaking, if we really look at it? Jamie Carragher, forget that guy. He's a scouser. We're not really going to take his opinion seriously.
Well, right? he was talking more tactics, always, though. Exactly. He was on the tactics approach. We'll talk about it later, because I'm a tactics guy.
So whatever he says, he's mainly going to always say negative about United, right? Right? Because he got beat down when he played as a scouser against United. So he's just a sour player, right? Now, when it comes to Gary Neville, Ten Hag is not his boy. What was he doing when Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was
there? I think Gary wanted Poch, too.
Exactly. So he was more towards Poch. He was always defending his boy, Ollie, when we all saw the writing in the wall that he wasn't coaching well. His tactics were pretty much crap. But he was out there with blinders on, and he was going to support his boy. Erik ten Hag is not his boy, so he's going to be a little bit more, as you can say, even keel, or just not really being supportive of Erik ten Hag. Because at this point, he's been consistent. He hasn't been someone that backs Erik ten Hag. You wanted Poch, so him too. I'm not really taking his comments too seriously, because again, he's not going to be supporting Erik ten Hag. Like you mentioned, Mikey, people have already made their mind made up. So at this point, either you're drawing the line in the sand, you're a supporter, or you're against it.
What about the extra narrative that Ineos has already named Gary Neville to be part of the project going forward, even though it has something to do with the stadium being rebuilt? So it's not really like he's behind the scenes with any coach decisions or anything like that. But you know, it just takes a little bit of, let's put this bridge together. Gary's in the room with Ineos, so people are assuming he knows something.
Right.
So that's the narrative. I feel that he shouldn't put himself in the middle of that. Just toe the line. Say, I don't think he should be the coach. Don't make it a thing where you're saying you're representing Ineos, because he put it out there like he was speaking for Ineos. And I thought that was unfair, because he said that Ineos, I don't see why they would wait to see the Champions League to decide the coach. So in my mind, it's saying that, well, shit, they made the choice. even if he does get top four, there's nothing he could do about it. And that's the way I feel like Gary, I mean, maybe he's not trying to put it like that, but people will go to Twitter's sick. Twitter is sick right now. Sickest. I mean, the stuff that bothers me about Twitter right now, just, well, I'm going to get into that. The comments I just said about Gary, how you feel what I just said about that? You think it doesn't carry any weight really, Mikey, or is just people are putting too much to it? Are you, like you said, you feel like Gary really didn't say anything dangerous anyway?
Is this happening if we beat Fulham 4-0?
Nope.
Are we having these conversations?
Nope.
Yeah, but you know, we didn't beat Fulham 4-0.
If we beat Fulham 4-0, are we having these conversations? No, we're not. We're not having these conversations. Because we lost, everybody's having the hottest take of the week. And everybody's speculating, and everybody is fucking Fabrizio Romano. And the inside sources are coming out. My guy from Beansgate saying, this guy's going to be the guy, and this... Yeah, man, listen. When it happens. Right now, Nottingham Forest tomorrow. City on the weekend. And I think all of this is taken away from that we still got games to play. So I don't put much in this. And I know the players are seeing this. And I know the players are seeing this, and I know the players are like, fuck, what's going on at the club? Like, they're seeing this shit, too. So, you know, I don't put too much in it.
All right. Sorry, we were hearing some background music or something. Sorry, I got a little distracted. So, Gary. No, because we can hear you echo. So, I was one of us, one of our phones.
I hear what you're saying, though, Mike. You're saying that if the results were otherwise, the noise right now wouldn't be so loud right now.
Can I ask you guys something about results? I'm going to sway off a little bit. Even though we've had a good run, do you think we've had good results?
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about our performances? Have they been good?
Not consistently good at all. Nowhere near consistently good. They're like, we don't put a full two halves of football together.
We don't even put a half.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So there's no consistency in that run. We squeak out those wins. I don't know. What's our biggest margin of victory in that run?
I think 3-1.
4-1.
Was there a 3-1 in there? I don't think it's been a 3-1. There's been 3-2s.
See?
No.
There was a bunch of 1-0s early on when we were squeezing through.
We won 3-0 to who?
Aston Villa.
West Ham.
Thank you, Jeremy.
West Ham.
So do you think Ineos is looking at our results and saying, that's a shit performance?
I mean, I hope they're looking at our results and saying, this is the crap we need to fix. Because it's just like, oh, individual performance got us a goal. Some individual brilliance got us a goal. Oh, 5 minutes of good team play created that goal. Oh, we just scored 2 set pieces for the first time all season. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no consistency. We're all over the place. The run was good, but the performances have not been consistently good. Nowhere near.
What did you got? So I just wanted to ask that question because I'm going to get back to that. What do you think about Jamie Carragher's comments? Now, he had some valid comments now.
You have one in particular, because I know you're talking tactics now, because you're like, he was talking.
Well, he basically started and said, why are we pressing and playing a low block at the same time? Because that's creating space. Now, these are the questions I ask the people at the pub.
Right.
Because I don't understand why there's so much space. And then when Carragher said it like that, there were some valid points. But he also said, this guy's unathletic. This guy does not know what he's doing. This guy right here doesn't have the ability to cover that ground. So he also went back to the notion that the players are not up for it either.
Fair, but with all the injuries, we don't have anybody else. We have no cover. We have no replacements, yes or no. Like, for the players that he's pointing out, did he say, why isn't this particular other player playing in their place? Because they have those abilities?
I think it's the Casemiro issue. Casemiro's causing a lot of problems right now. I think his legs are bad. Casemiro is someone that we really leaned on to make plays, and it just doesn't look like he has the legs for it. So Gary was trying, Jamie was trying to say, and I'm going to ask, go to Mike here. Yeah. Jamie is trying to say, why not make it easier for him if you know he's not athletic enough? And that's what I'm wondering about Eric Ten Hag. Eric Ten Hag has a vision. He wants to do a certain thing, but if it's not working, when you're a big-time coach for like Eric Ten Hag is, you should try and find a way to make it simplified for the guys if they're struggling.
100%.
Mikey, how did you feel about what Carragher had to say about the tactics? And I know you're not in my lane when it comes to tactics. I'm just joking. I'm just fucking around.
What's simpler than play a 5-yard pass to the man without giving?
Very good point.
Boom.
Very good point.
What's simple about getting back on defense, Rashford? What's simple about staying in front of a man and not letting a shot go in? What's not simple about these things? These are simple things the team's not doing, resulting to us losing. Jamie Carragher is saying this stuff as if like...
Okay, I didn't interrupt. Let me ask you one question. If you're a coach and you're saying, man, my guys are not good at doing basic passes, are you working on that all week?
That's my
Mikey,
question.
Mikey, your cue.
That's my question all season.
Shouldn't you be working on that?
Okay, so you're trying to compartmentalize something that we've been saying this entire time. These guys aren't good enough. They aren't good enough. I can work with you as much as you want. If you suck, you suck. I can't work on this. Casemiro's 32 years old. He just turned 32. He's my age. That guy's been playing top quality football for years. He's won four or five Champions Leagues with the top team in the world, with the greatest team ever assembled at one point. And he's messing up 5-yard passes, getting sent off every other week, getting a yellow card, looking like he's going to get sent off. You can't coach people out of. You can't coach a 32-year-old man to do something different. But he's been doing it the same. He's shown his quality. It's time to move on from these dead ballers. Because you're not asking this about Kobbie Mainoo. You ain't asking this about him. He's doing the right things when he gets on the ball. When he gets on the ball, he's progressing it forward. He's playing. He's defending. He's getting back on defense. He's making the safe pass. He's making the pass to the outlet man on the wings. He's doing everything correct because it's time for him to be coached up. A lot of these guys, Bruno, 29 years old, doing the same thing they've been doing for years, 3 years, 4 years at this club, doing the same shit, doing the same shit. It's uncoachable at this point. You have to get rid of these guys. You just have to. The guys are bad, Casey. You can put any coach in that situation, they'll be bad. Zinedine Zidane is going to have a hard time. That's what they talk about. They want to get next. That's the name I keep hearing. Zinedine Zidane.
It's no way.
Zidane will be in 12th with this team.
Jerm, hit some of this.
And you know what? I hear what you're saying. And a lot of the points you touched on is this game is a young player's game right here. A lot of our players, if you really look at it, they're going to their 30s. They're a little bit over 30 now. So the way Eric Ten Hag wants to play, some of these older cats just don't have those legs to do that. I mean, I was watching, what is it, Casemiro? Again, can't take anything away from him, all of his accolades, world-class type of player. But at this point of the game, it looks like father time is reaching him, right? So a lot of some of those tackles he's not getting to that he used to be able to get to, right? Some of those spaces he's not able to cover like he used to. So that leaves Mainoo exposed a little bit more, right? So that's what I'd attribute to. And Bruno Fernandes as well. He was almost non-existent in that game, right?
He's had a poor year.
But the guy that you cannot defend, okay, you say these guys are reaching 30, they're old already, their legs are gone. The guy you can't defend about this is Rashford. It was like minute 59. He had the ball. He loses it to Pereira. And what does he do? Instead of initially, I lost the ball, I got to get this back, he flares his arms, complains, and it just stays there. Give some effort. The optics do not look good for him. He is one of the highest paid players. He's supposed to be our world-class player, right? Our homegrown talent, our face of our club. And he's out there just getting the ball taken away from him and not putting in that effort. At least you can't get to the ball, but put in that effort to show that, okay, you're playing for the badge. You're playing for that teammate that's next to you. That's the one that's indefensible, Bruno Fernandes. I mean, Rashford.
Yeah, that's a fresh out. See, read some of them comments for me. We had some comments, John.
Some of it says, never heard someone talk so much shit, Douglas. That's that's what JR said. Two quality managers have failed at United. Why? What's the common denominator?
Players that suck.
Yeah.
Let me see. Said,
I mean, that attributes to the other point as well. So many of these players are being coached by different coaches. Can you honestly say that Erik ten Hag wants this full 11 here? No, right? These have been players from what? Moyes. Who else? Ollie, and then the other one's blanking me too.
Mourinho, Van Gaal.
Exactly. Some of these players are still here from that era. What is the common theme?
Not good enough.
Exactly. The players are here. These players have stayed here. Managers have left. At some point, these players have to be held accountable for what's been going out there on the pitch and the product they're putting out there.
Hopefully that time is now with the Ineos.
Hold on. Let me hit some of these comments. We've been hitting with a lot of comments. Glenn says, Gary knows nothing. Glenn says, he's too busy blowing up Liverpool and Klopp. Watching with you, Glenn says, we didn't best Fulham 4-0. We got a fence. We got off the fence, Mikey. We are dog shit. Yes. Glenn, haven't played well in a year. Monty says, panic button FC. Glenn says, too many people trying to defend United to prove themselves that they are better fans than the realist. I get that. Jen is watching. Glenn says, there's too many Flicker fans. Don't see the big picture. Man, we've scored the same goals as Everton. And he's not big-time coach, Casey. Wow. You don't think Erik ten Hag's a big-time coach?
I think we covered this in some previous shows. And like one of the points being, if you can't coach the big-time players, are you a big-time coach? Because he couldn't coach Ronaldo. That was the big point.
No, like, Ronaldo's a different seed, though.
But you can't coach Ronaldo?
Wait a minute. You can't have a big-time club and not have a big-time coach. So wait a minute. Wow. Freeze up. Mikey, you agree that Erik ten Hag's not a big-time coach?
I think he's not a big-time coach. I don't think he has big-time players.
No.
He's at a big-time club.
What?
He's not at a big-time club. We're only big in name. We're not big. In the last 10 years, have we been big? No.
It doesn't matter our stature, though. Our stature, our reach. We're a big-time gentleman.
We're the tallest midget. Yeah, big whoop.
How
big we are? Ask a City fan that was a City fan pre-Mancini. Ask them, do you think they care for big? You get off on this whole big-time club thing. Yeah, are we a big-time club in results? No, we're not. We have average players. The players are
No.
Go, Casey. What do you mean by when you say big-time club?
You become a Manchester United player, your global reach has just increased by millions for your brand.
All right, but Manchester United did that. You didn't do that as a player.
I said
yet.
Club.
Right.
I didn't talk about these waste men we have playing for us. I'm talking about the club, statue of the club.
I get you, Casey. But what Mikey, I feel like he's alluding to is that, yes, in the past we've been a big club. The results have been it. But as time progresses, our results do not indicate that we're that big of a club. Because as time passes by, we are going to be left as that history club where, 10, 20 years ago, they had their glory days, but when are they coming back? The players that we have, is that a quality of player that you would say a top club would have, right?
I said it in the beginning of the statement. Yeah. You just don't want to hear it.
I'll say it again. I'm sorry. I got on my beanie. Let me take it off. Say it again.
We're big in name alone. We're Manchester United. Yes.
Who has the biggest commercial success, commercial reach?
Stop, bro.
No. I'm just asking questions.
Big commercial club, but what the hell is that?
So mean? We're in the same. We're Everton,
bro. You're being obtuse for whatever reason.
No, I'm trying to understand what's a big time club and what's a small club.
Liverpool's a big club. They're top of the league.
So where they're at in this table makes them a big club.
Last 10 years.
So no. I'm just trying to understand, gentlemen, and for me, because I always thought we were a big club.
I think success makes you a big club.
No, so, bro, we're a big club. Yes, and we have a lot of fans. We're commercially big.
Brand.
We're
a big brand.
Right now, the results aren't mirroring.
Of course, the results are not mirroring it. Is Barcelona a big club?
Traditionally. Yeah.
Huh?
On the league, though.
No. Listen. This is weird to me. I feel like you guys are insane. And I'm sorry. I love y'all, but I feel like you're insane.
Hey, I'm seeing two sides of it. I understand what you're saying, Mike. I totally get what you're saying, Mike.
Our results. How does are not the indicative. Media treat us versus?
Oh no.
Yeah, but that's outside the pitch. Inside the pitch, we are not demonstrating that we're a big club. Yeah.
I know that. On the pitch, we're forced.
That's where it matters to me, on the pitch.
So you got, and I'm trying to understand. I'm not.
Yeah.
So you're saying our results on the pitch dictate us being a big club. Our success now, if we win cups, then we'll be a big club.
That's
not the most supporters in the world. Not the media reach, the media effect. We have an effect on the media.
Casey, you're starting to sound like a Dallas Cowboy fan right now.
Oh well, change this up. No. Change this up. You damn right, I'm a Lakers fan. We're the biggest hoop club in the world.
That's the only thing I can attribute it to right now, Casey.
Don't call me a Dallas Cowboy fan again.
I mean, that's the dangerous territory.
We're gonna take a time out of me and Jeremy on the other side talk right now about. Okay. All right, I get it. So that was from Glenn. Glenn, you sparked me right there. Manchester United and will always be a big club. Thank you, Amani. Let's move on. That's all I needed was Amani to back me.
Shout out, Prez.
President Amani.
Big club, but who gives a fuck if you're commercially big?
You're right. That's Glazer talk. But you have to admit we're a big time club.
Yeah, but
I said you're traditionally. Not a
club when it gets on the pitch.
On the pitch, we are
mediocre.
God, let's talk about the pitch. Let's talk about injuries. Let's get off that. Mikey, thank you for that. I love Mikey though. Thank you for that. Let's talk about what's happening, guys. We have FA Cup tomorrow.
Yep. Problems.
My favorite. Problems. My favorite cup, by the way.
I mean, I have a migraine. Had a migraine all day, but I had a weird vision that. It's like us and Newcastle, but Newcastle's out, right? Or are they still in it?
No, I don't know.
Why had a vision that like Newcastle beats us in the FA Cup final? Don't ask me how we even get to the FA Cup final, much less.
Hey, whatever you smoke, let me get some of that.
Oh, did I cover the mic? I'm sorry. Okay, let's talk. Do you know the history of Fergie's first FA Cup championship? I mean,
like the first one, 91?
Yeah, it was like 86 or 88, Mikey.
To start, Newcastle just won today on penalties against Blackburn Rovers.
Boom.
So they're still in.
So my vision lives for right now.
What was the question you asked?
Do you know the history of Fergie's first FA Cup? I'll say it real quick. No, we were struggling in the league. We had injuries. We played Forest. A 20-year-old scored to beat Forrest, and then Fergie won the FA Cup, and after that, that was his...
They changed the
everything after that, everything, he became a winner. Mm-hmm. So is history going to repeat itself? This was 34 years ago. I heard someone tell me the story. Huh?
33 years ago.
Thank you, Mikey. That's what you're here for, to correct me, because my math is bad. I went to school on an athletic scholarship. I can't read or write. I should never say that. My mom gets mad when I say that. So you think history's going to repeat itself tomorrow, guys? We're going to beat Forrest?
It would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Would be real nice. And it would be nice to get it done with all the injuries. Fine. Like, what would be more Manchester United-esque than to win tomorrow, like, against all odds?
Who's playing?
Who is playing? Who's playing defense?
So go down the squad. Who's going to be out there?
They're saying
Bruno came out today. Go ahead, Mikey. Say it again.
Yeah, they're saying Bruno might not be good. And
Varane doubtful.
Varane doubtful. Harry's definitely out.
Yep.
It sounds like we're going to be playing a youth movement tomorrow.
And Casemiro.
and Scotty.
Surround Casemiro.
So this is our, let's go over the lineup. Let's be real 100 right now. Who's going to be our left back? Victor?
You probably have to put him in center back if there's no Varane and no Harry. If you don't Amrabat, have
he doesn't. I mean, he hasn't been in there. He hasn't.
So let's say let's all pencil in Amrabat.
But it has to be Victor in the middle versus I don't know. I don't think
there's no other center backs. There's exactly. No other center backs.
And I don't think you put Amrabat
Kamabala
on the left. Put him as left back,
bro. I'm sorry, Mikey. You know I abuse names, bro.
You want me to read your comments? Like going forward.
Yeah, please do. There's a lot of comments, by the way, Mikey. We're missing. People.
Yeah, read the comments. I can't see them.
Someone's got to read them. Let's go. So we're all penciling Sofiane Amrabat as left back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if it's put, I'll pencil him and Kamwala, like one of those two for left
so
back.
So DeLow's definitely right back.
Yeah, 100%.
Johnny Evans.
Put some respect
him
on the goal.
Him and Lindelof.
Name.
Put some respect on who?
Someone put some respect on the GOAT Maguire's name.
The GOAT is missing in action.
Who said that, by the way? Sam, you're right. The way I saw Harry play, even though he gave up the goal.
Sam also wrote, it got so heated, Casey took his beanie off.
Yeah.
Shout he couldn't hear. Sam, he couldn't hear.
Mikey was accusing me of not listening.
Glenn, I wish Bruno is our worst captain we ever had.
Bruno's been a Mike. You know, you and I back Bruno. You and I back Bruno, Mikey. We did. He's been a disappointment.
And if we go back, Manchester United is and always will be a big club. Armani, Glenn, get some real guests on Casey. Armani, commercial trophies and history. Glenn, Mikey driving United into the ground.
Why is Mike? No, let's not go there. Let's not go there.
Shout out to my pin.
Is that Hale Glenn?
So yeah. our back four is Sofiane, Evans, Victor, DeLow.
Yep.
Give me your midfield. Yep.
Kobe Casemiro. Scotty.
Yeah.
You putting Scotty in the middle, not as a 10?
He's done it already anyway.
Oh, all right.
Because then Bruno, you know what? Bruno's playing. Bruno ain't missing.
You don't think
Bruno ain't missing.
Good time to rest him? Probably not. Yeah.
Bruno ain't missing.
Yeah. So Scotty has 10.
You're top three. You're attacking three. I don't want to see Rashford in the middle.
No.
Yeah.
Garnacho Anthony. Your man Ten Hag is backing Anthony for a comeback. Did no one saw those stories? Is that
all clickbait? Did you guys see the second part of Ten Hag's press conference and he talked about Anthony? He admitted he has not been the same since Brazil. He has lost his bravery since Brazil.
But he knows what he's capable of, and he knows he's trouble for a defender, and he expects
Let's talk about Ahmad.
The coach though rated him. Yeah. That's what's wrong with Ahmad.
The coach is amazing.
Because I thought he did pretty good for the little bit of time that he came on.
I thought he showed.
He was progressing the ball. He was moving real quick. Yeah. And I was just like,
it's just the coach doesn't rate him. I mean, he's putting Foyson ahead of him, right?
The Foyson thing, I didn't think he had a bad game. I thought he was too tentative. I thought he was playing super careful. I'm like, kid, I think you need to let yourself go a little more.
Mikey, I know you like him.
He looked like he was playing super safe to me.
I thought, you know, go ahead, Mikey.
I don't know why he can't get a game or at least
more time.
15 or 20 minutes run out.
Yeah.
I really don't know. I like him. He did bits at
Sunderland. He was amazing at Sunderland.
He was very good at Sunderland. He scored.
I mean, you want me to read all of them?
Before he went on goal, this guy came over from Atalanta for what, 30 million? People forget that.
He's not an academy player.
Yeah, people think he's an academy player. He came over from a Serie A club for money. So it's like we're not getting value if he's just rotting away on the bench. That's a coaching question that I have for Ten Hag. That would be a legitimate coaching question I have for him. It's like, what are you seeing that we're not seeing on the pitch when he comes on? Because I think he could do something with his pace. He's not the strongest guy, but
he can hurt defenses when they're tired, though.
I think he offers a lot more options than Anthony does. He can play with both feet. He can actually drop in the middle and play like a number 10. Mm-hmm. He's comfortable doing that. Now, the foursome thing is interesting because before he starts playing, Forsen threatened that he was going to leave the club because he wasn't getting playing time and he wasn't going to sign a contract with the club. All of a sudden, he's getting playing time. I'm not saying it's a conspiracy theory, but how does he jump over Ahmad? And they say the reason why they start Forsen was because of physicality. He's more physically ready for the Premier League. Ahmad was one of the best players in the championship last year. Why isn't he ready for the Premier League? I just don't get it. Ten Hag has something going on the right where Pulisic didn't get a holla. Pulisic goes to wherever he's at now. People are like, wow.
The Mats not Matsin.
The only person on the right that didn't raid out was Sancho. He was horrible.
He's been crap.
And we're going to be stuck with him, by the way.
Yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Let's not even get to that. Let's not even talk about that.
Oh, that's the reality. That's Sancho's it. Coming back.
Glenn says Arsenal bid $20 million for Forsum.
Did they really? See, that's why. That's see,
what Glenn says.
So now, I feel like they're trying to keep Forsum, even though he's not ready. So is this pity play? Is it? I don't want to say that's what it is because that's bad management, right there.
Take your chances. You literally got he started. So that's one opportunity right there. If you get another one tomorrow, it's like take your chances, man.
So,
and especially if you're the one that's like threatening to leave the club and whatnot, do you want us? We're only looking for people who want to play for the badge. So is that you or not? I thought that first game was a little tentative. If that story is true, that's
a bad look.
That is a terrible look.
I don't want to believe that. I want to say that because we have to admit from now on. Go ahead, Mikey.
This is the same guy for the record that says that De Gea was supposed to go to Newcastle. So. You
got to
take that with a grain of salt.
Oh. You know, this is not going to stop.
I love it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it.
Any interesting comments or anything else?
No, I'm not a top red.
What? Oh, I don't want to go into that either.
You're topper than me, bro.
So, we've already got our midfield, and we're going to post our lineup.
Yeah.
Some of we're going to post our lineup.
Glenn starting Anthony, too.
What?
Anthony's in Glenn's starting lineup.
Glenn's got
Onana, Dalo, Evans, Kamwala, Lindelof. So same back right there.
Kamwala, though.
Yeah. On the left. Oh, because we're starting Sofyan. We're starting
Amrabat. I'd rather start Kamwala because he's more athletic.
Same.
We need someone athletic out there in the wing.
Same.
Because you know who over there is, Alanga.
Yeah. Oh, but Glenn is starting Rashford, whereas we're
Mino,
not.
Casemiro, Anthony.
We got to start Rashford, not a center half. Not a center forward.
Word.
I'd rather have a false nine and throw Scotty up there.
And if you're starting Rashford on the left, need Kamwala.
I want Ahmad to play.
Sam put, we have enough players with pace. The problem is control and creating chances.
Okay, so let's talk about pace and control. Good job, Sam.
Eric Ten Know-How does not know how to utilize his players with pace.
Wow.
Did you say that?
Because that's what I've seen the entire time he's been here. When Martial was healthy, and I was like, all right, we're going to see Martial and Rashford. Woo! It's going to be like York and Cole. Woo! I haven't seen him been able to get the best out of his speed players.
When he played Martial, he stunk.
Mm-hmm.
He was stinky. He was horrible. Martial had 5 games in a row where he was playing. He was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on 10 know-how.
Nah, hell.
Not Martial. Get them.
Martial stunk. Yeah. He wasn't even trying to run past people. The only thing he was doing was holding up the ball and passing it to somebody.
That's his strength.
We need that up top.
We need that.
We literally need that up top. Possession. Hold up play.
Martial stunk. I don't care.
When Weghorst was doing, everybody was like, look how involved he is.
I wasn't going for it.
Shout out to Wout.
I wasn't going for Wood. I was like, he did not put that ball in the net. He was always in the right spot.
Every time.
Would you take Wood right now?
Mm-mm. Nah. No take backs. Stick to the script.
I don't know what we're going to do with Rashford. He's a big problem.
So if he's starting tomorrow, I definitely want Kamwala because Rasher's not gonna get back.
You're gonna put Rasher back on the left, though.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. So better have Kamala back there than Sofyan, I think, for the athletes.
I had a friend Rasher's this weekend. Shout out to one of my coach friends. Said to me, I would get rid of. Listen to this, guys. Listen to this. I would get rid of any player who's played under multiple coaches.
Ooh.
Think about who's played under multiple coaches.
I mean.
What does that mean?
Because they're all screwed up. They've got too many systems in their head. Who just said some players are stuck? You can't teach them new tricks because they got this old habit.
Let Mikey speak.
Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm asking, are you meaning in this team?
This team, who's played for multiple coaches.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't explain myself well. I understand,
Casey.
No, Mikey.
I've been talking to him for years. I understand.
No, Casey. Hold on. I'm sorry. Let Mikey finish. Go ahead, Mikey.
I'm about to say, who hasn't played under multiple?
No. I meant for our club. First of all, I want everybody out there in the world to know when I talk, I don't talk about Arsenal because I only watch Arsenal when we about to play Arsenal. Okay? So, if you get mad at me because I don't watch every Premier League game, I don't give a fuck, really. I'm going to tell you right now. I watch a lot of Forest because we're about to play them again.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't need to watch City because I already know what's coming. But my whole point is he said anybody on our club who's played for multiple coaches, sell them from here on out. Think about who's on that list.
That's sound logic. It's sound logic if it's
Bruno.
If you can back it up and be like, are Rashford, you all messed up in the head?
Scotty.
Let Mikey get on this.
That's more than half the club.
We need to get rid of more than half the club, Mikey.
We need to get rid of more than half the club.
If you don't have a club left, you would have seven players because that's how much Ten Hag has brought in.
Now, I understand you can't do all this at one time, gentlemen. But the goal should be these guys, we got to start funneling them out of the club. And bringing new people, new structure. And then I thought about it, and I was like, yeah, because guys are carrying a lot of bad habits, different coaching, and what do we see about this team when time gets tough? They resort to shit that makes them comfortable. And we don't know what the hell makes Marcus Rashford comfortable anymore.
No.
And is he beefing with the coach? Because I saw that today. I saw that today about deception and... 10 know-how got lied to.
We got 5 minutes. So this is what... Did you see this today?
They're on bad terms. The backroom staff is worried about their relationship.
It is the Sun who said this. I don't know if they're credible.
I hate the Sun. I mean, the Sun said...
They said Eric Ten Hag and Marcus Rashford haven't spoken to each other since Belfast because... Eric Ten Hag is disappointed that Marcus lied to him because remember when Marcus got in trouble, the club came out and said, no.
It was this night on this day.
It was this Wednesday night, yeah. And if he felt ill, he was excused. But then the media said, no.
It's like, yo, this event is timestamps, receipts.
We got Thursday pictures and your boy was turned up.
Yeah, because Wednesday and then Wednesday midnight is Thursday. It's the same night.
True, just Jamaica. Saying. Trentuiani type talk that coach is the same team. It's the same day, brother. I told you it was Wednesday. They said Eric Ten Hag is disappointed in Marcus. And all right, he should be because Marcus deceived him. So there's the rumor coming out they're not speaking.
So, if Rashford doesn't start tomorrow, is that confirmation that they're on bad terms?
You know that
because all I'm saying is, we win that game tomorrow, and Rashford actually does something that has a good game and like walks off the field, high five in his coach. All argument dead, put to rest.
Oh yeah, winning covers up all.
Yeah.
Shit.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
Let me speak.
This is such a bad time to have this game.
Yep.
It is.
Yep. Whoa, my goodness.
It's a bad time to have this game.
To have a game like this midweek, and then we have the bird.
What's happening this weekend.
The striking Viking just missed out on a double hat trick today. Just this close. What was it? 5 goals in 51 minutes?
I didn't know. I didn't watch.
Yeah. I was listening.
I don't even want to have my mindset look that far ahead. I just want to focus on tomorrow.
You know,
get a result.
Mikey's right in a lot of ways. Force is the worst team for us to play because they're direct, they're long ball.
Ilanga hates us. Gibbs White hates us.
And like, they showed how to beat us the last time played us.
Those fools just, again, majority of our opponents are just like, oh my God, Man United. I can't wait.
Attack the wings. Yeah. String together two passes. Yeah. Attack the wings and someone will be open in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Or so, just even go through the middle. Come on. Our midfield sometimes is like not even there. Come on. It's just like
strainer.
Yeah, strainer. It's going to be Mikey, you hit it. This is the wrong time to play a game. And then with the injury situation, I can't believe we are fretting over Harry Rosclot McGuire.
I don't want him on the weekend. I'm just saying. Like, you could stay injured.
I want him on the weekend. Mm. You don't want Harry?
We don't have anybody.
Can you
either
imagine
way.
Yourself saying this a year ago? I want Harry in there.
I wanted him gone. So I wanted to fight really Harry.
See where we at now? Talking about you want him.
This situation we're at now?
Yeah.
That's why we're at this show. We're able to change our minds here.
Yeah, we are.
We're not married to any of these.
No, players. By no means.
We have to like them. They can play their way into our graces.
Y'all know I'm wrong about three times a day.
Also, I am. Just remember that I am fully backing Harry Maguire. Remember?
You know what? She's
I'm no. Just remember, we talked about this months ago, being like back Harry at the pub. We were like, no more slander. And Sam is reminding me of that, so I just wanted to point that out. It's like
we do.
Shout out to Harry.
I do scream at the pub in LA, Mikey. I said, everybody be supportive to Harry.
Support
no
Harry.
No negative talk.
Are you back in Ted Hog cheese, you waste man?
Thank you, Mikey.
If the Ineos want to give 10 know-how another season, and they're like, we want to see what you can do with structure, I'm with it. Mikey, I'm down to give him another chance if he can give me first season 10 Hag. I would love to see first season 10 Hag.
He had Fred.
Shout out to Fred.
Fred is a different beast.
The glue. My man, Fred.
I mean, it just really shows to like, he has all these different players that he did not want, right? So how can he really put up a product out there in the pitch that is going to be his identity of what type of playing style he needs, right? It's really hard, but at the same time, I want to back up the coach, but at the same time, like, these results are making it a little harder.
But to that point, what about a system? Why doesn't he have a system that any player can just be like, yo, this is the system, fall in line or get out?
He can't have a system because these players are not, you know, playing with that system. We've seen it already throughout the years. You try to build a system, and what happens?
I got
football IQ. We need more ballers with high football IQ.
I need to get more sponsorship money so we could go 2 hours.
Fair.
Mikey, any closing points? Because we got to shut it down. Sam came in here and was like, you guys are tripping. It's too much cussing. No, Mikey, how you feeling about tomorrow? You've already pretty much said it.
Sorry about cursing.
No, it's a lie. That's a lie.
Tomorrow, 2-1 United, ugly play, smash and grab victory.
Jeremy, what are your predictions for tomorrow?
Same thing. 2-1. 2-1.
Blood. Wait, is it we still do replays if they tie? Or does it go to penalties?
It goes to penalties.
Oh.
Wow.
Ooh.
Penalties.
United find a way to get it done. Somehow.
I haven't said mine yet. I'm gonna think about it a little bit longer.
Everybody,
I'm gonna go 2-1. Ugly. Rashi gets a brace.
Woo.
Everybody, this has been another one. It's casual. It's been a fun one. Thank you for joining us. Everybody who tuned in. Everybody who put in comments. We love y'all.
Thanks for having me.
Wow, look what's going on behind Mikey. He's in a light show. Anyway. Tune in next week. We're going to have a patch, and I don't know. As long as many chairs we can get in the studio, we're going to figure it out. Everybody, up the fucking Reds. We're gonna go win beating Forest tomorrow in the FA Cup.
That's right.
You got to believe.
That's right.
Everybody have a good Tuesday evening. See y'all tomorrow. And don't go overboard tomorrow with the result.
Calm. Keep
ten
it calm.
10 long-outers, do one.
10 know-how.
Mikey, my brother, we'll talk later.
Later, Mike.
Beth. You're listening to It's Casual with Casey Gale, only on LA Talk Radio.